This is the time of year that, and I can't believe how much I really do love this now. This is the time of year that you see all of your neighbors sort of go for it and put up Christmas lights. And it seems to me that in the last few years, maybe I'm just noticing it more, but it seems to me in the last few years that people have taken to expressing their spirituality or just their love of fossil fuels burning and electricity going away fast by doing bigger and bigger home lighting displays. Add that to the fact that you can buy this stuff at an amazing discount these days for pretty inexpensive if you shop hard at like Target and Walmart and Costco. And I at least have noticed in my neighborhood way more Christmas lights. Now, these are just ordinary folk like you and me. But then there's the next level. Then there's the, I would call them pros, elite, super into it, extravagant. These are the people who put so many lights on their house that they're counted in the tens of thousands. These are the people who measure the extension cords they use, not in feet, but in miles.
The people you can see plainly from 15, 20,000 feet in an aircraft.
We have one such gentleman with us this morning. Mark and his wife Tracy have a place called Woodinville Wonderland, and you can just go to woodinvillewonderland.com and get it. And he's also generous enough this morning. He's going to share with us a place. Well, it's actually a competitor of ours that puts out this list where you can actually go and choose to see some of the finest houses on display in our region, and you can make quite an evening of it. Pack the kids into the car and go for a neat ride. Now, how I came to meet Mark is that part of his display, which is synchronized to music and broadcast on a very small FM radio so that you can hear it in your car. You could sit in front of his house and listen to the music, and it's narrated by Rudolph. Part of his display includes a twisted Christmas song, Yellow Snow, and includes an animated little dog. Looks like a beagle to me. That's
lifts an animated little leg,
and lifts its animated little
tail. Animated little urine.
Sort of. And the lights are synchronized so the yellow goes right down to the ground. It's fantastic.
It's a work of art.
And so we, Lisa and I, went out last night to see his stuff. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
Now, do you say your last name, or does it matter?
Do I say my last name?
Well, I just keep you anonymous if you want, but I guess you've got maps to your house. It doesn't really matter.
And it's also printed on one of the sites, too, so
okay.
In terms of the owner.
So, how do I pronounce it again?
Mark Zembrus.
Blagojevich. Mark Blagojevich.
Yeah. Great.
And Tracy, your lovely wife, does the inside of the house just spectacular. But
yes, she does.
People can't get in to see that.
We're not opposed to it. I mean, we have, this is obviously a very busy time of year. We love to have our friends, our family, and actually some of the guests that we get to talking to.
Yeah. But you people are, as they say in that polka parody band, you people are nuts for Christmas. I mean, you take it to a level beyond anything that I've ever seen before. Now, you're very humble about it, and you say there are some other houses in the area that are equal, or you even think maybe even better than yours, but yours is amazing.
I have some people that we are associated with in the area that certainly do much larger displays, if you want to think about terms of light counts and so forth, but I think in terms of the way mine's presented, I think it's probably one of the more tasteful shows.
The music, the FM, the computer synchronized. It's got a player like piano roll computer thing going that turns lights on. All right.
And the urinating dog is the most tasteful, you said,
the only
in your group?
You know, it's certainly the kids love that, along
sure
with Santa that plays in my home office window. Those are probably the two most kid-friendly.
In his house, it looks like Santa's wandering around inside, moving toys around. It's really a projector against a screen on the window, but it's completely convincing. I thought he had, like, hired some guy to just be Santa and walk around all night at his house. Let's start with some facts and figures, and then I want to just get a little bit of information out there to people who love Christmas lights. And in many cases, this will be for them to think about for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be late to get started right now. You'd be finishing up about Easter if you tried to build something like he's got. How many lights total?
64,500, and the spreadsheet did come out to 64,501.
How many miles of strung out lights? If you string out the lights, like there's two figures, there's the extension cord and the lights. How many miles if the lights were strung out?
Oh, the lights, you got me on that one.
It's on one of your web pages.
I know the extension cords are just over 2.5 miles.
2.5 miles of extension cords.
Now, if the one burns out, did the other 64,500 go down?
I was showing Bob my secret last night on how to fix those.
He has some high-tech tools for that. And by the way, he's plagued with it as well. If one light, you know, you have this happen, you buy either icicles for your roof, and if one light goes out, a whole section of the string goes out, and you explain to me that there are like three sections of 50 in there, and that when it burns out, it's supposed to shunt and short out and keep the power going, but a lot of times they don't.
Right.
And then you have it could be one of 50 light bulbs.
And you don't know.
And you don't know. There is a tool, this will help some people listening right now, there is a tool you can buy that sends a pulse down the line
right.
to try and shunt them so that they'll all come back on except the one that's burnt out. Where would you get it?
Target. Kmart, it's called a Lightkeeper Pro. So it's
or Lightkeeper Pro. So that's something that everybody listening who's attempting to do this, who isn't quite as maniacal about it as you, could actually use, right?
Yes.
And it's not expensive.
Oh no, they're very very inexpensive, and it's the first of my line of defense when it comes to debugging lights.
I know it's not about the money involved, but what kind of investment have you put together to put this display up? If you're comfortable saying, if you're not, that's fine. I respect that.
That would be hard to calculate. I know that, you know, what you can, there's the financial aspect.
All right, if we were bailing out the auto industry with it, give me a rough idea.
Yeah.
You could probably say upwards of 10 grand.
Now, can you have, like, some kids come by or something and write it off on your taxes as a charitable thing?
Well, I am collecting donations mm-hmm. for Special Olympics of Washington.
Nice.
And up until last year when I started that effort, this is something that I've always done. I've never wanted to take donations to help, you know, fund and support it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, Tracy and I thought it would be very nice to start collecting for a charity, and that's the one that we
But took. You're just collecting for the charity. You're not running the lights as a nonprofit business.
No.
Okay.
No. That's what I do for the neighbors and guests and friends.
I know it must be expensive to run the power on this. What kind of carbon crater are you leaving in the planet every year?
You know, that's a great way to put it because... first of all, by 2012, all the incandescent lights that we know are not going to be available commercially. Not just the Christmas lights, but that's going to be lights in your home in general.
This is a fascinating topic, by the way.
Yes.
We talked about it a while ago. We're losing incandescents now basically because of legislation.
Yes. Trying to reduce the carbon footprint.
Okay.
And how much less do the, what do you call these other lights, the LEDs?
LEDs.
How much less do they use percentage-wise?
They're probably 98% less.
Wow.
In terms of the output.
So we're burning energy so bad, and he's started switching over to these LEDs, which
Correct.
Have their advantages and disadvantages.
They do.
But over time, they hope to fix all of that.
Right. So a lot of what we do, I mean, is blinking and flashing in terms
right.
of the show outside. So there is a what I call a static part, which is constantly on. It gets turned on at about 4:45 when my show kicks in. At 5:00, the show itself kicks off, and there's a lot of animation. So you never really have anything that's on all the time for a long period of time,
okay.
except for one song at the very end, which is a Coke commercial. And
right. if everything's on, I believe I read it's 60 amps drawing 60.
It's just a hair under 67 amps.
Right.
Well, this isn't something you go out the day after Thanksgiving and throw up. How much time you put into that?
He starts January 1st, don't you?
It is a year-round hobby now, and it is a passion that we have. And there's a lot of us nationally and actually, you know, throughout the world that come together on many forums to discuss and plan. And we
right.
do this as a year-round hobby.
Mark, we are out of time. But before we go, let's mention that Como website that has all the best holiday displays
Correct.
Locally.
So the best local site is Como Parade of Lights, and they do a very good job. They're the best well-known. I also have my website that I have as a resource that has all sorts of Christmas light search engines for areas.
That's Woodinville Wonderland. And then you also recommend Planet Christmas.
Planet Christmas is where I kind of got my start into stepping up my display.
Important if you're going to go into this like he does, have a wife like Tracy who loves it as much as you. Otherwise, I think you would not have a wife.
She gets half the light. Settlement.